Welcome everyone to today's episode. My name is Rosie Mizrahi and I'm the Care Partnerships Manager here at Citation. We have two distinguished guests with us, Professor Martin Green, OBE, CEO of Care England, and Mick Feather, Citation's Care Business Manager. Thank you both for joining us. So Martin, can you tell us a little bit about your history in the care sector?
Yes, I've had quite a long history in care, so not only in my role at Care England, but prior to that I worked extensively in the voluntary sector. I also had some time working in Uganda delivering services for people with HIV. So I think I've got a fairly good overview of the care and support sector, both from my job at Care England, but also because some of the previous things that I'd done.
Wonderful, thank you. And Mick, what's your background in the care sector?
So I was a CQC inspector and trained CQC inspectors for many years. So I've gone from gamekeeper to poacher and have been supporting Citation care clients for over 7 years. So as a result of that, I've got experience of adult social care and the issues from both sides.
Thanks, Mick. Martin, in your opinion, what are the biggest challenges facing the care sector today?
I think some of the biggest challenges are around workforce, how to recruit and retain a good quality workforce that are driven by values, how to train them so that they are really ready to be able to deliver the best possible quality care. Funding is also a tremendous issue, and that has been an issue for a long time. We've got to get a more sustainable funding settlement for the care sector. As I'm sure Mick will acknowledge, one of our biggest challenges at the moment is regulation. We have a regulatory body which is not functioning properly, but I do believe in regulation. I think if we get it right, it's the cornerstone of public protection, but it's also a way in which we can deliver continuous improvement for the sector. So I would say recruitment, retention, funding and regulation are probably our biggest issues.
And question for both of you, what do you see on the horizon for the care sector? And how can care service owners best prepare for these upcoming changes?
Well, I think one of the things that we've got to do is embrace new technology. If we look at the demographics, we're going to need significantly more people, but there are not the people there to staff care services. So this is our moment to think differently about how we deliver care, to innovate the model, to embrace technology, and to think about what that technology can do, first of all, for delivering better services to the people we support, and secondly, how can it make us much more efficient?
Wonderful. And Mick?
So I think the care sector is always being challenged with a variety of legislative, regulatory and environmental changes, but it's consistently resilient. It's positively made it through Brexit, COVID-19, the petrol crisis, the utilities crisis and the cost of living crisis. So I won't mention care worker pay levels or the challenge of recruitment and retention or the idea of a national care service. What I want to say on a practical level is that care providers need to get to grips with the CQC's new single assessment framework. I think it's vitally important for providers to understand the quality statements and even more importantly, how the scoring system works to achieve a rating. I've seen numerous examples of ratings not improving as a result of inspectors not looking at enough quality statements to make a difference. Although the CQC have stated that all of the quality statements will be looked at if a key question requires improvement or inadequate, this is not always happening on the ground and means that some scores are based on ratings that were given 3, 5, or even 6 years ago. I would recommend that providers understand the scoring system and be in a position to challenge an inspection where insufficient quality statements are looked at.
Thanks, Mick. And what insight has your experience working with care business owners given you in terms of how care businesses can better prepare for the future?
I would say don't do it all on your own. So get support or network with others. So become a member of your local care association or national representative bodies like Care England or the Home Care Association. So often I talk to clients who try to keep up to date with all things care on their own, which is really difficult and sometimes impossible. Get involved with registered manager forums just to reassure yourself that everyone else is experiencing the same issues and that you're not alone.
And Martin, why is HR and health and safety compliance so crucial for care service owners who want to future-proof their business and ensure long-term success?
Well, I think we should recognise that quality care is built on having the right staff who have the right skills and also that are treated properly. And that's why I think having a really good grasp of the health and safety regulations, but also thinking about what you need to do to make sure that your staff have a good experience at work. All these things are the cornerstone of delivering both quality care, but also a successful and sustainable business. And without real attention to the issues around, for example, recruitment, retention, your business will not succeed and will not deliver the best possible quality of care.
And Mick, what are some best practices that care service owners can implement to stay ahead in terms of compliance and HR management?
So the three main areas which consistently crop up in inspection reports are quality assurance, risk assessments, and recruitment. Risk assessments obviously relate to health and safety, and robust recruitment practices relate to employment law and HR. Both health and safety and HR legislation and practice constantly change, so any support in these areas can really help compliance. In relation to quality assurance, this is difficult as it's simply knowing what's going well and what's not going so well in your service at any given moment in time. I don't have an easy solution to this, but anything in terms of online tools, record keeping, auditing, surveys, meetings, etc., that provides you with the information to identify issues as quickly as possible is key. I've talked about creating a safety culture over the last couple of years. The Health and Safety Executive have a safety climate tool on their website, and even the CQC now have information on safety cultures and why they're important. The CQC have stated that they won't be focusing solely on risk, and yet in reality we know that that's exactly what they'll be focusing on. So look at the millions of things that you have to check, audit, write down and do, etc., and prioritise them based on risk. Focus on the person in your care. What are the biggest risks? Out-of-date care plans or risk assessments, equipment not maintained, unclean environment, unsafe recruitment practices. Encourage all staff and the people in your care to report safety concerns and eliminate or mitigate risks. Be aware of any safety issues before the CQ inspector identifies them on inspection.
And Martin, what innovations or trends should care service owners be aware of to stay competitive and deliver high quality care in the future?
One of the areas that I think we've got to embrace is new technologies. We've got to see technology as the way in which the sector can develop for the future. I want to see it used in ways that will enhance the experience for the people who live in care services, but I want it to also improve efficiency and make a better quality outcome for staff as well. So if we look at the demographics, we're going to need significantly more people in order to deliver services in the way that we're currently delivering them. And frankly, those people are not available. So our challenge in the future is how do we get the best out of our colleagues and how do we make sure that the organisation is as technologically advanced as possible? And that will be in everybody's interest.
And Martin, as the CEO of Care England, what is your vision for the future of the care sector in England? And what role do you see organisations like Citation playing in this evolution?
Well, I think the role of the care sector will be certainly to deliver high quality care that is increasingly personalised and responding to the needs of individuals. I also want it to be seen as part of national infrastructure. You can't have a functioning NHS without a functioning care sector. I want also us to be creative about how we deliver support. So it's about enabling people to have good lives rather than just focusing on good services. Now, underpinning that, you've got to have some really clear policies, procedures, and your vision has to be underpinned by having a good understanding of the regulation. Citation will deliver you all those things. So in a way, what you have got in the Citation suite of services are the foundations of delivering high-quality, innovative care. And when you've got all the things like the health and safety policies, the issues around regulation, the issues around health and safety sorted out, then you can turn your attention to a really important part of your organisation, which is how do we deliver creative, innovative care that responds to the needs of the 21st century citizen?
Absolutely. Thank you, Martin. And lastly, Martin and Mick, what final advice would you give to care service owners striving to overcome current challenges and build a resilient, thriving business?
Well, I would say get as much support as you can. I mean, one of the things that care providers need to understand is they can't do everything. So if you can't do everything, what you should do is look around for the people who can really help you to deliver all those policies, procedures, compliance, and get all that advice. And I have to say, Citation delivers that. And so then you can concentrate on a picture which is about the future of your business and where it goes and how it differentiates itself from other businesses in the sector.
Thank you, Martin. And Mick, some last thoughts?
Martin's already mentioned it, really, but we know in terms of the transformation agenda that the government's has that agenda, and also the new CQC single assessment framework is much focused on data and data analysis. But firstly, I'd say don't invest in technology for the sake of it. So consider digital and online systems only if they make you more efficient or save you time or save you money, as the implementation of new systems can be a huge challenge for staff and create different problems. Also that you know that the CQC will be asking for copious amounts of paperwork and information, so be prepared for that.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing your invaluable insights with our listeners today. It's been a great discussion, and I'm sure our audience has gained a lot from your experiences and advice. To find out how Citation can support your care business, please call us on 0345 844 1111. Until next time, take care and stay compliant.